And then there was also a notation to specify a specific plane. And up in the left-hand corner, there's a plane drawn on the crystallographic axes. So this could be an orthorhombic crystal where the length in one direction is A, and another direction is B, and the third direction is C. And all these can be different lengths. And then a specific plane can be specified that's been drawn in here. It intersects the axis of this axis at A, the B axis at 3B, and the C axis at 2C. So C is the length of the conventional unit cell. And then to figure out what plane this is, we take the coordinates 1 over A plus 1 over, not plus, 1 over 3b and 1 over 2c. And this would, this gives us the three numbers, 1/3, 1/2. And this is the specification of that plane. But now we multiply it by some number to get three integers. And the number you should multiply these to get the three lowest integers would be 6. So this is the 6-2-3 plane. And this is how it's written. Okay. I have here an example